الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، I want to remind myself and you that how we look at something determines how we see it. How we look at something determines how we see it. How we look at something determines how we react to it. For example, if there is some adversity, if there is some pain, there is some sickness, there is some suffering, there is some loss, the normal reaction of a person is to feel sad, is to cry, is to grumble, is to moan and groan and complain. But the one who sees that adversity and who sees that pain and that suffering in the light of the revelation of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the light of the teachings of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees it differently. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all kinds of loss and all kinds of pain and suffering and sickness and illness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has sabr in that, the one who does not complain, for him there is great glad tidings. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. These are the people who, when they are faced with musibah, when they are faced with difficulties and calamities, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We are from Allah and to Allah is our return. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. On such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His salawat. Allah sends His salam. Salam mir rabbihim, from their Rabb, wa rahmah. And on them there is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. And these are the people who are rightly guided. So if the person who sees that loss and that pain and that suffering as a means of the expiation of sins. For example, Rasulullah ﷺ said that a thorn does not prick the foot of a Muslim except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a sin. In another place, Rasulullah ﷺ said that sometimes we lose something. You know, you think you put your wallet in your right pocket and you put your hand in the right pocket and suddenly there is no wallet. You say, oh my God, I lost my... Then you find it in the left pocket. Matter of a few seconds. But that sense of loss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fever is tahura. He said, fever is the cleansing of sins. So a person sees how he looks at fever, determines how he sees fever, determines his reaction for fever. And that is why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any state that I might be in. So a person who sees adversity, who looks at adversity as something that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify him, to take away his sins, and to turn him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to connect him to Allah, what does that person say? He says, Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So how he looks at adversity determines how he sees adversity. Similarly, a person who gets wealth, a person who gets name and fame, a person who was nothing and nobody, and suddenly the whole world has the name of that person on its tongue. Everywhere you go, you hear that person's name. Nobody even knew he existed. And today the whole world is talking about that individual. And the person at one time didn't have a cent in his pocket. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him flush with money. But that person, normal reaction, what is it? The person says, I am a self-made man. He says, I am the champ. I am the king. Normal reaction. But a person who sees this wealth, A person who sees this wealth, who looks at this wealth and who looks at his name and fame through the lens of the revelation of the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who looks at it from the lens of the teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah, what does he do? He remembers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, your wealth and your children, these are a test for you. These are not musiba. It is not wrong or something which is bad. No, but it is a test. It's a test for you. So what does a person do? Fame is a test of ikhlas. That's why I keep saying, run away from fame. Don't seek fame. Fame is a test of ikhlas. So the person immediately makes tawbah. The person immediately goes back to his origin and thinks, where did I start from? I started from something which, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, and of course when the Sahaba said these things, their level was different. And we must not understand them directly in terms of the words alone. But Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that if you knew about me what I know about myself, you would throw dust on my head. And this is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, about whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'as for him specifically and said, O Allah, give him the fahm of the Quran. Give him the ta'wil of the Quran. But his own sense of humbleness and his humility was such that he said that if you knew about me what I know about myself, you would throw dust on my head. What about us? So a person who looks at fame in this way, through the lens of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the revelation of Allah jalla wa ala, he sees it differently as a test. So what must you do in the test? Use that fame, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and use that fame for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the benefit of his deen. A person who gets wealth and who sees that wealth through the lens of the kalam of Allah and through the lens of the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does he do? He does what Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi did when he was made the Khalifa. He was married to the daughter of Malik bin Marwan. His wife was a princess. He himself was a prince. He himself was the nephew of Malik bin Marwan, the famous Khalifa of Bani Umayyah. And his wife was the daughter of Malik bin Marwan. She was a princess in every direction. She was the daughter of a king. Her brothers were princes. Her husband was a prince. Wealth like you won't believe. But what did he do? Because he was a muhaddith. And he was somebody who was looking at this wealth and this position of khilafat, position of being Amir al-Mu'mineen, through the lens of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what did he do? He called his wife and he said, look, we have an opportunity to earn the pleasure of Allah. This khilafat of mine is an opportunity for us to earn Jannah. So what do you say? Do we want to live in this pomp and splendor that we have been living in till now? Or do we want to please Allah? And his wife also was a lady who was on the same wavelength as her husband. So she said, we want to please Allah. So he said, then bring all your wealth. Bring all your jewels. Bring all the jewelry and we put it into the Baitul Mal. Because this is the wealth of the people, it is not ours. Give it back to the people. And he took all his wealth, and he gave it away to the state. And he said, let it be distributed among the people. Give it to the poor. Everything. To the extent where one day he came home, and he found his daughters, he was very fond of his daughters, and his daughters came to say salam to him, but they covered their mouth with their hands. When they were speaking to him, they had their hand in front of their mouth. So he said to them, what's wrong with you? Why are you speaking like this? Why are you covering your mouths with your hand? And his wife said, may Allah be pleased with her, rahmatullah alayha. She said that today there was nothing to eat, so they have been eating onions. And they know you don't like the smell of onions, that is why they are covering their mouths. Who are these? These are the daughters of Amirul Mu'mineen, the king of the empire of the Bani Umayyah. Right? Ajibas. And then he is dying. He ruled only for 2 years. He ruled only for 2 years. But in those 2 years, those two years were years of such prosperity that people would take zakat and go out, and there was no one to take the zakat. They would take the zakat money to distribute, and there was no one who was so poor that he could accept zakat. So when he was passing away, his brother-in-law, his wife's brother, Al-Walid, he came and he said to him, and Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi is on his deathbed. So Al-Walid came and he said to him, you have impoverished your family. What have you left for them? You left nothing for them. You gave it away, everything. Right? So he said, at least permit me, these are my nephews and nieces, permit me and I will give them 100,000 gold dinar to each one of them. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah said, go away from here. They don't need you. He said, I have taught them how to take from the treasures of Allah. When they want it, when they need it, they will ask and he will give them. They don't need you. He said, go away. And history is witness. Every one of his children, every one of his sons, somebody became a governor of a province, somebody became a judge in the Supreme Court, all kinds of things. Allah gave them honors. He said to his brother, go away, they don't need you. Because I have taught them how to take from the treasures of Allah. And when they need something, they will ask him and he will give them. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. So I remind myself and you, it's very important for us, since we have the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, and since we have the teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us, it is very important for us to use them. Because this kalam and these teachings, these are like our spectacles. These are like the glasses we wear. They are meant for us to look through them. They are not meant for us to keep the glasses in our pocket and to walk around blind. We can't see. The world looks strange to us because we cannot see the world. Because the glasses that we were given to put on to look at the world, those glasses are in our pocket. We are keeping them very safely and very respectfully in the top pocket. And at home we take these glasses and we put them on a top shelf very carefully. We clean the glasses every day, but we don't wear the glasses. The glasses did not come to be cleaned, they did not come to be put on a top shelf, they didn't come to be put in your pocket. They came to be worn so that we can see the world clearly. And if we use those glasses to see the world clearly, then we understand the meaning of adversity and we understand the meaning of plenty. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we look at the world through those glasses, then insha'Allah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us to deal with adversity and to deal with plenty in a way where both become a source of khair. Both become a source of khair. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the meaning of the hadith, he said, what a good situation there is for the Muslim that when he has difficulty, he makes sabr and Allah is pleased with him. And when he has plenty, he makes shukr and Allah is pleased with him. So both situations, Allah is pleased with him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what a good situation for the Muslim. That whether he has difficulty or whether he has plenty, in both situations, he is earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, none of us knows how long we have on this earth. Let us make the best use of that. Every minute of this, let us make the best use of this. And the way to do that is to look at the world through the glasses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the glasses of the revelation of His Kitab and the teachings of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we see the reality of the world as it is, and then we are able to live in that world in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His Jannah bighayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.